It must have been a really slow news day today in Grand Rapids, Michigan, because this made national news and this made their news. So you watch it, you go, really, Grand Rapids? Was this the only thing that was going on today and you had to do a story? This is called filling airtime on TV.
Which you are now doing.
Which I'm now doing, because you have to, because...
But his large Beanie Baby collection, I assumed he lived through that craze of the late 1990s, and he did. He was just very, very young. So what's the plan for this 26-year-old man and his collection of stuffed animals? Well, we just had to go to his apartment to find out.
did you? No, you didn't really have to. You didn't have to.
Right.
Okay, so you're expecting this made the news, that it's going to look like, you know, a hoarder, but with Beanie Babies.
Right. The entire house needs to be covered with Beanie Babies. I want to see Beanie Baby pillows and towels. And yeah, this better
floor
be like
wall, nothing but Beanie Babies.
Right. That's what I'm looking for.
Introduce you to the pinnacle of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I missing something here?
Wait. I can count how many. You shouldn't be able to count.
Everywhere.
They're not really everywhere. Not really. I mean,
Nick,
I think I got more shoes than that.
These Beanie Babies himself.
And it was just kind of spur of the moment, seemed like a kind of fun thing to do. And yeah, here we are.
He saw them for sale on Craigslist. And as a child of the 90s.
And I thought I might as well scoop them all up.
For a couple $100, he was able to take the bins of babies back to his apartment.
Oh, I'm 26. I have almost 500 Beanie Babies. I mean, obviously, there's a lots of...
I think my kids have 500 Beanie Babies.
Pros and cons for that. Probably more cons than pros, but...
They're not usually set up like this all over his apartment.
See? They're not usually... That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so obvious that he put them out because he knew that the news was coming. They're probably usually in a box in a basement.
For the camera. But beyond walking down memory lane...
Like, I remember having this one when I was a little kid. Like on my bed, basically.
Picking out his favorite, which he calls passive-aggressive turtle.
He has this mad little look on his face here.
And taking silly pictures like this. Nick has a plan for his newly acquired collection.
When I'm looking for some type of local business that I can team up with that wants to bring, you know, 90s nostalgia back to Grand Rapids.
There's no local business that wants to team up with you, Nick. And also, no woman that wants to date you. Or a guy.
A toy shop? Maybe even a museum? Remember?
No.
Am I missing
with
something
this beanie
here?
Baby divorce. Well, that's not how this is going to go down for Nick and his beanies. He's hoping their next home will allow that 90s nostalgia to be shared with all generations.
I think everybody that was born in the 90s, I would think, had some Beanie Baby at some point. Not necessarily this
everybody,
many, but,
the entire world. You think so? Really?
The collection is currently for sale on eBay, and we'll link that inside our story at woodtv.com.
No, please don't.
It's up to $400.
Ooh, a whole $400.
But for $400, you can get the news to come to your house.
Actually, we should go buy his collection and like five other collections and then see how many news channels we can get to come to the house.
Can you imagine that call into the newsroom?
How many you got? Well, I got a lot in a box. Can you put them around the house?
Will you come out to my house?
Do you have buried people or what?
No, I have Beanie Babies.
You have a lot of them?
What's a lot? Wait, hold on. There's somebody on the phone. They have forks.
How many forks do they have?
Maybe we can go.
Okay. Well, I mean,
unless you have tens of thousands, I mean, like when I watch like a lot of these shows, when they do cover this, they cover it because the person's bananas because the entire house is covered with whatever they're
it's
into.
Hoarders.
Like, right. Exactly. It's hoarders. Like David Seeley, who listens to us. David has more Barbie dolls than that guy has Beanie Babies. Where's his news crew? Where's that news crew?
News 12 would jump at the chance to do that. They got nothing else going on. They get 24 hours a day to fill up.
David said, my Barbies are everywhere. This is nothing. See what I say.
Somebody answered the phone and said, well, sir, we'll get a news crew and a reporter out to you immediately.
Stat.
We better not get scooped by Channel 9.
Yeah, because somebody else was like, I have a lot of fidget spinners.
Get them on Friday. No, wait for sweeps.
Which first we have to get the fidget spinner person. How many do they have? Like 40 of them.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's going to be good.
That's Monday.